pitcher Michael McGreevy joins us. I'm going to start right at the top here. You looking to make the roster this year?
I mean, yeah, I think that's any minor leaguer's dream is to make the big league roster.
You know, when you talk pitchers, you talk catchers, I know there's this, I don't want to call it animosity, but, you know, pitchers live in a world of their own, hitters live in a world of their own. When you were growing up, what pitcher did you look at and go, oh, man, if I could have even a scintilla of his success?
Gotta say, it's going to be a very boring answer. I didn't have a pitcher. I didn't really have any player growing up.
Did you grow up a ball player fan, a baseball fan?
Oh, yeah, a huge Padres fan when I was growing up. Okay. My dad's from San Diego, and family's from San Diego, so I grew up around that. But there wasn't really any one player that I was like, I want to be like him. Like, you look at guys like Derek Jeter, like, I really want to, like...
So were you really a fan of anybody?
Not really. I was just more a fan of the team. But, like, you look up to guys like Jeter and, like, the bigger guys, like, and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say, like, I want to be like him. I want to be like him.
Okay, I have to ask this because it is Friday the 13th. Let's talk superstitions. Do you have any superstitions when it comes to either pitching or hitting anything?
You wear the same socks, anything?
Yeah. Like that?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I try to keep my routine the same, stretch, warm up, like playing catch, my bullpens before. But, you know, it's all subject to change because, you know, baseball is a game of, like, adaptation. You got to compensate and adjust. But I wouldn't say there's anything I'm super superstitious about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You look at the Cardinals staff, and they get guys like Adam Wainwright. I mean, you look at a guy like Wainwright. Have you met Adam Wainwright yet?
I have not met him, like in person yet. But, like, I was walking by one day in spring training with a guy who did, like, meet him before, and he waved. I'm like, oh yeah, like Adam Wainwright waved to me. I'm like, I'll just like lie and say he waved to me, but he didn't. But hopefully in this year's spring training, I get the chance to meet him.
Well, you know, it's funny, Michael Aaron, it seems like a very level-headed guy. He doesn't have stars in his eyes or anything like that, right?
No, yeah. No, I mean, not at all. It's like boy next door.
Yeah, have you ever heard that?
Maybe one person in my high school class told me that one time, but it was more like a joke, like making fun of me. So
no, that's okay. Just the middle-aged lady in mid-Missouri called you that now, so it's okay. Now you've had two people.
All right, Michael, two-part question here. I'm going to start with the worst part of it first, okay? Worst moment ever in baseball.
Worst moment ever in baseball.
My last
game of college for sure. We lost to Arizona, a very good Arizona team that made it to the College World Series in the regional in 2021. And at first, like when that final out was made, I was just sitting in the dugout with one of my best friends, Rod Boone, who's with the Guardians now, and we kind of were just sitting there, like just not stunned because like we weren't like, oh my gosh, we just got our hearts broken, but it was like, it's over. And so when Coach Checkets was given like the end of the game speech, I started breaking down and I lost it. I was crying my eyes out for hours, and my parents were in Arizona and like they met me at the hotel lobby, and I was still in uniform, I still had my eye black on for some reason. I was wearing eye black, and I was telling them, like, I don't care if like my arm fell off, I just want to play another game. And my parents were like, don't
the wisdom of parents.
We don't want your arm to blow out, but like we get what you mean. But that was by far the worst day ever.
All right, so that was the worst moment.
So what is the best moment?
Definitely getting drafted by the Cardinals. Definitely.
I mean, what was that like? Walk us through that.
It was unbelievable. I mean, especially in the last couple months of college with all mock drafts coming up, like, oh, McGreevy could go first round, maybe he's here, maybe he's there, and you have this kind of like little excitement building up to the day. And it's a day I'll remember for the rest of my life. And to hear the commissioner call my name on live national television and all my family and friends at my house just screaming, it was amazing. And I couldn't have asked for a better day.
One more question. Just before the draft, when you knew obviously all these teams are going to be looking at you, was there one team you looked at and go, please don't draft me. Please don't draft me. I don't want to go there.
No, absolutely not. No? I think it'd be kind of disrespectful in any baseball player to kind of say like, I don't draft me, because it's every young baseball player's dream to get drafted to a big league team, let alone the St. Louis Cardinals. So I think any team that would have drafted me, I'm very glad the Cardinals, would be a blessing.
Aaron, I would say if Michael is representative of the future of the Cardinals, the future is very bright for the Redbirds.
Level-headed.
Yeah.
This is a good one here.
Okay,
I'm saying.
Get him on our show, man. He was like, we could use his help.
Whenever you guys want, just call.
Michael McGreevy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.